House Republican leadership announces task force leaders to fix Biden's failures. By Hannah Blow on March 23, 2022. Pontevedra, Florida, House Republican leaders, including Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, Whip Steve Scalise, RLA, and Conference Chairwoman Elise Stefanik, RNY, on Wednesday announced the House Republican task force leaders who will focus on key issues leading up to the midterm elections, as they hope to retake the majority in the lower chamber and address President Biden's failures. Republicans, who are gearing up for the midterms, are creating task forces to focus on a variety of issues, including the economy, American security, and China accountability. But first, Republican leaders detailed the dire reality of the Biden administration's failed agenda, pointing directly to skyrocketing gas prices, inflation, and an insecure border. The GOP is here, McCarthy said, to listen to the American public and find solutions to problems that Democrats created. That includes one of the central concerns ignored by Democrats, rising gas prices. McCarthy noted that Americans will end up paying thousands more due to Biden's failed policies with the continually rising prices of homes and consumer goods. And those are not the only things rising, he said. Crime is also rising due to Democrat policies. Can we afford their policies when it comes to the border? He continued, mentioning fentanyl pouring across the border. Can we afford their foreign policy? The Republican leader added before turning it over to Scalise, who noted that Americans everywhere are talking about the same things, angry about high prices and the far-left policies that got us to this point. It was Biden who said, "No new pipelines, no new drilling for oil and gas in America," Scalise said, adding that it comes as no surprise that a year and a half later, prices skyrocketed well over 50%. That is why Republicans are creating these task forces to solve these problems. Fixing gas increases, securing the border, addressing inflation, and allowing parents to have a role in their children's education. What will Biden do when they are in the majority and they send these solutions to his desk? Scalise pondered. Rep. Stefanik added that the stakes could not be higher for Americans, who are facing the worst inflation crisis in 40 years and paying the highest gas prices in history. She added that Republicans plan to fire lame duck House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DNY, once and for all. The task force leaders of each topic are as follows. Jobs and the economy, Representative Patrick McHenry, RNC. Big tech censorship and data, Representative Kathy Rogers, WA. Future of American freedoms, Representative Jim Jordan, RO. Energy, climate and conservation, Rep. Garrett Graves, RLA. American security, Representative John Katko, RNY. Healthy Futures, Representative Brett Guthrie, RKY, and Representative Vern Buchanan, RFL. China Accountability, Representative Michael McCaul, RTX. During the press conference, each Republican member provided a brief preview of the agenda items of their task force. Rep. Rogers of the Big Tech Censorship and Data Task Force, for example, called big tech a destructive force and used the censorship of Hunter Biden's laptop from hell as an example. Rep. Jordan of the Future of American Freedoms Task Force vowed that a judiciary committee led by Republicans will focus on defending and respecting the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and America's liberties. Rep. Graves of the Energy, Climate and Conservation Task Force noted that Biden has focused on the best interest of other countries on energy, deeming him a complete failure in this realm. He cited the spike in greenhouse gas emissions as well as the abandonment of America's energy independence. Republicans also vowed to lay out a plan to address China's threats, secure the border, fix the drug problem, and stop Washington, D.C.'s one-size-fits-all, government-knows-best approach to healthcare. The bottom line is this, McCarthy said, can America afford Democrat policies any longer?